This is the Iowa Business Report Tuesday edition with support from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. More at iowabusinesscouncil.org. As we get deeper into spring, we're ever closer to spring planting season. Kirk Leeds is CEO of the Iowa Soybean Association. I asked him about the outlook of his members as the 2022 growing season begins.
I think there's a lot of optimism about this particular growing season. Obviously, there's places in Iowa that are still very dry going into the spring. We obviously need some additional rainfall. We don't have a reserve of water in the ground, so it's going to be challenging. I think the markets are really nervous about this growing season just because the global disruptions that have occurred because of the disaster in the Ukraine and other things, and there's shortages of food in the world. We're going to see that. So I think there's a lot of optimism. I had a conversation with a farmer that had been farming a long time. And one of the things that reminded me of, he said, Kirk, you know, it used to be I worried about when and how I sold my soybeans. Did I sell them at the right time? Did I, you know, my marketing plan work? And, you know, I made money or lost money based on how I executed my marketing plan. He said, today I have to take the same approach on how I purchase inputs. He said, I can lose everything in the sense of profitability based on whether I manage the purchase of inputs.
More on the future of soybeans on the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from the Iowa Business Council. Learn more and get details on their latest quarterly member survey at iowabusinesscouncil.org. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.